China's foreign trade grew by more than 27% year-on-year in the first half of this year. The total volume in the period reached over 18 trillion yuan, roughly 2.8 trillion US dollars. China's foreign trade sector has maintained growth for 13 consecutive months. 14 people have been rescued after a hotel building collapsed in the city of Suzhou. The incident happened on Monday afternoon. So far, one person has been confirmed dead and four others remain unaccounted for. Rescue efforts are still ongoing, and the cause of the collapse is under investigation. China has questioned a ranking of economy's fight against COVID-19 compiled by Bloomberg. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says it doesn't respect facts, science, or lives. The monthly ranking scores the largest 53 economies on their tackling of the pandemic with the least amount of social and economic disruption. In its latest version, the U.S., with over 10,000 new confirmed cases daily, was rated as the best performer, while the Chinese mainland ranked 8th. However, indicators such as infections and death were not taken into account, while lockdowns and border control are used as negative indicators. It's been confirmed that the global COVID-19 vaccination distributor COVAX will receive over 100 million vaccine doses from Sinopharm and Sinovac. The Chinese drug makers have signed advance purchase agreements with Vaccine Alliance Gavi, which has the procurement of vaccines for COVAX. Sinopharm will provide 60 million doses of vaccine to COVAX between July and October 2021, with the option to purchase more jabs later in the year. Sinovac has agreed to a similar scheme, with initial 50 million doses available between July and September, and more available for purchase later on. It's estimated that around one-tenth of the global population was undernourished in 2020, and that one in five children around the world is stunted. This is according to a UN report focused on the state of food security and nutrition in the world. It blames conflicts, climate change, and economic impact of COVID-19 for the rising global hunger levels. UN Food and Agriculture Organization Chief Economist Maximo Torero calls for more to be done to change the situation.
We are facing a huge challenge of an increase on an undernourishment of 118 million people. We have 3 billion people that don't have access to healthy diets. We have significant increase in stunting and overweight and obesity. If we don't change the way we are operating in the agri-food systems, we won't be able to achieve the SDGs and the goals of the 2030.
The report this year is based on the first global assessment of food insecurity carried out since the pandemic began. Preliminary data from the Brazilian government shows that Amazon deforestation in June fell from the previous month. The area deforested last month dropped 24% compared to May. It's only the second time in 6 years that there's been less forest loss in June than May.